Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Tuesday, the 13th of August. I bet you thought I wasn't going to appear today. Don't worry, there won't be a day missed. I just had things on today. As I say, hopefully all back to normal from tomorrow morning. I've only got one horse today. There's no football on, nothing until Friday by the looks of. I've got one horse trade in the 4:30 at Nottingham, Cupid's Arrow, currently round about 9 or 10, 25 to 30% trade, Cupid's Arrow in the 4:30 at Nottingham. Hopefully this should get out and lead or be up near the front and we'll trade accordingly. That is it. I genuinely haven't got much. I did old Les Cav, if you're hearing, I did like your little tweet to that guy about Brexit. I did have a look at that this morning. Again, people jump on, get it all wrong. I don't care about Leave or Remain. I care about how people go about behaving and thinking about it. My latest modus operandi now is to ask people how it affects them. I say, how does it affect you when we leave, or if, by the way, if old Boris leaves on the 31st, when you get up in the morning, forget the winning and losing, forgetting the, it's almost become tribal now, isn't it? I said leave, so I want to leave. Forget all that. How, when you get up in the morning on the 31st, is it personally going to affect you? What is it that you feel? Whether you remain or leave, what do you feel so strongly about? And that's my modus operandi now. It won't affect me in the slightest, I promise you. Yeah, I might pay a bit more for food. It's not going to break my bank. Going to, you know, be tragic for some people, that will be, and I might have a bit of inconvenience when I go on holiday, but I tend to go to the States, do occasionally go to Europe, but not a massive amount. But it's actually asking people, why will it affect you? What's going to happen to you? Because people have got this tribal thing about it now, haven't they? It's just, you know, undemocratic, this, that and the other. So are we. We've had two prime ministers in the last 15 years that people didn't in effect vote for, one on each side, one on red, one on blue. That people jumping up and down and then quoting complete and utter bollocks, and we won two world wars without any fucking idea how we won those wars. Clueless. That's what annoys me. The point I make to everybody, it's the cluelessness that annoys me on all sides. The politicians are clueless. Nobody has a fucking clue what's going to happen. It is all speculation on both sides. Nobody has a clue. They don't know whether we're going to be all right. They don't know whether we're not going to be all right. I am certain there will be some form of chaos because you are making massive changes, and that chaos will affect different people. As I say, I don't have to drive to work, so it's not going to affect me on the roads of Kent with traffic getting stuck if the ports lock up or whatever. It's not going to affect me, but there will be people it will affect, and that's what you've got to ask now. How will people's life change? Well, particularly the ones who jump up and down and it won't make fucking blind difference. People like Nigel Farage, absolutely fuck all difference to his life whatsoever. What is it that got you to vote it? Why? What way does it affect you? What way does, you know, oh, they do all our laws, they do, how does it actually affect you? Name one. Name why it affects you. Name why you're so upset about it. And on the Remain side, exactly the same. Why should we stay? What's the reason? What is it? Why do you want to stay so much? Ask people. When people get jump up and down, ask them. All this shit about two world wars and this, that and the other is absolutely fucking irrelevant. And if you look how we won them, whoever that guy was on Twitter, Les, you were dead right to call him out. Absolute fucking idiot. A little bit of British grit and determination, that'll see us through. Fucking idiots. See, I'm rambling again and I'm off. Fucking wankers, honestly. That's it. Cupid's Arrow, that is all I've got. It's going to be a quiet week until Friday, and then Friday, obviously, we see the German football returns, Spanish football return, Turkish football, I think, return. So we will be right into the thick of it then, which is something to look forward to, and we get a couple of weeks, and then we get an international break. Lovely. Right, have a lovely Tuesday. It's brightened up here over the... I've been doing... Been very busy and it's just brightened up. It was a bit miserable today, but I'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry, I'll always be here.